The assembly resolution centered on whether to put the proposed Kinnikum Crossing project into Anchorage's short-term or long-term transportation plans. The testimony from Bobby Wells, Mary Barr, Bob French, Richard Langtell, and Mike Rogers shows the public remains on opposite shores.
I don't want it in the long term. I want it now.
That this city ever had to be evacuated or people moved, the bridge wouldn't do that much, but it would give us a needed third access of a way out of town.
Expensive, short-sighted, useless visionary projects like the railroad terminal at the airport, the barley terminal in Valdez, the mothballed clean coal plant in Healy, or even the agricultural lands at Point McKenzie.
As soon as that thing starts going in, okay, that's a lot of jobs. And these are not McDonald's wage jobs.
Somebody needs to come up with some numbers. After all, if it was that profitable, it would have been built last year.
Assembly Chair Pat Flynn sponsored the resolution keeping the bridge in the long-term transportation plan. It reflected the opinion of the Municipal Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as a recent recommendation from the AMATS Technical Committee to the Assembly. AMATS stands for Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Systems. It's the AMATS Policy Committee, which has approval power over project scheduling. The Assembly can only advise the AMATS Policy Committee. In his resolution, Flynn cited, quote, changes in the financial market that challenged the viability of the public-private partnership originally envisioned for the project, end quote, as well as the unknown status of the Cook Inlet Beluga Critical Habitat designation. Flynn says these are reasons for a long-term status. Chair of the Bridge and Toll Authority, Michael Foster, said pushing the bridge back to 2018 would impact the permitting process and finances.
Right now, we have a biological assessment that has been submitted to Federal Highways. That's for the listing of the Beluga Well. We expect a biological opinion, which is the review of that document. We're anticipating a no jeopardy. But once we have that, then we'll be able to get a record decision from Federal Highways, which we expect to be this fall. If it moves further out, it's very likely that the final EIS will have to be moved into a supplemental EIS. So a lot of the money that has been spent will be spent again.
EIS is Environmental Impact Statement. Assemblymember Jennifer Johnston wondered if the estimated $680 million project would seek state backing as it searched for a private partner.
You won't have a revenue bond with a state backing?
Well, it's possible. I'm actually in Juneau next week with revenue going over some different scenarios.
Governor Parnell's administration supports a short-term status, as well as Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan. During a break in the assembly meeting, Sullivan said considering population growth in south-central Alaska, the bridge is a good idea, especially if no state or municipal money is involved. Opponents to short-term status questioned the authority's projected revenues. No one disputes the Matsu population is growing. But Lois Epstein, who serves on the AMATS Technical Committee, questioned why the authority used population projections from a contracted Texas firm rather than those from the university's Institute of Social and Economic Research. The Bridge Authority used population estimates to predict traffic and toll revenue. The University Research Center predicts at least 46,000 fewer Matsu residents in 2030 than the Texas firm. Sheila Selkraig, Harriet Drummond, L.V. Gray Jackson, Mike Gutierrez, Matt Clayman, and Flynn voted in favor. Dan Coffey, Debbie Osiander, Chris Birch, Bill Starr, and Johnston voted against long-term placement. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.